Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. That's my weather impression today, everybody. Oh, it was windy as all get out. Still is, actually. Felt like Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz and started to wear my red shoes to work, but they weren't clean. I settled for Nikes, and AccuWeather says it's going to be a Dorothy kind of day, with the winds, that is, even after the rains completely move away later on. That'll begin to clear out. Let's check in with AccuWeather meteorologist Brian Thompson to get the forecast. Brian, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
No, we're not, Larry, and we have some pretty strong winds, like you said, have been gusting 40 to 45 miles per hour, even at a gust of 46 miles per hour in Newark last hour. So the wind has been a factor. The rain is the other part of the equation. And we're kind of in the height of the storm here now, and that's going to be the case for the next few hours as we have some pretty heavy rain coming through the city, much of northern New Jersey. And there's a band of some heavier rain from around New Brunswick in New Jersey down through about Toms River. That's lifting northward, and it's going to bring even heavier rain into the city over the next couple of hours. Good news is the back edge of this heavier rain is down toward Philadelphia and Atlantic City. And as that moves through, we'll still have additional showers, even some downpours into early this evening, but I don't think it'll be as steady of a rain as what we're seeing now. But even as the rain moves out, the wind is going to stay strong right on through tomorrow, Larry.
Thank you, Brian. Stay with 1010 Winds and AccuWeather for your updates, everybody. But we begin this afternoon with the elections. And in the New York City mayor's race, the polls are coming out fast and furious now. And in the latest, Marist and Emerson College, Zoran Mamdani still holds a strong lead. Lee Marigoff with Marist says Mamdani is trending young, but Cuomo is doing better with the over 60 crowd.
Mamdani doing better among younger voters, but also middle-aged voters. And the only group that Cuomo is ahead among are people 60 years of age and older, as far as age is concerned. But his margin there is not overwhelming, and he's pretty much getting clobbered in the lower numbers, the lower age groups, I should say.
Mamdani is the only candidate who engendered a favorable view from likely voters. The previous Marist poll found him with the same advantage. We're out with his campaign today, where Mamdani reacted to the MTA suggestion that Mamdani's free buses plan would need to be heavily studied.
When MTA Chair Jenna Lieber says they'd have to look at the impacts on revenue that free buses could have, Zoran Mamdani says,
"We have to do what is necessary to make this city affordable. I continue to be confident in our cost estimates. I think that much of the estimates that are being put forward are more of hypotheticals than actually realistic assessments of where we are in this moment."
He says one in five people can't afford the $2.90 to get on a bus. That'll soon go up to $3. On polling, some show that Andrew Cuomo is gaining ground. Others show Mamdani's lead growing.
The best thing to do right now is canvas. Just get out there and actually make the case to New Yorkers.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Meantime, Cuomo has repeatedly called for Curtis Sliwa to leave the race and consolidate opposition to Mamdani, but Sliwa says not only no, and actually attacked Cuomo during recent debates at campaign events. By the way, these polls are probably the last we'll see before the elections next week. To the New Jersey governor's race now, and Democrat Mikey Sherrill holds a very slim lead over Republican Jack Cittarelli. That's according to an Emerson College poll which came out today. She's got 49.3% compared to his 47.9% within a 3% margin of error. The poll also asked the 2.1% of undecided voters to indicate who they might lean towards. Once you factor those numbers in, it shows Sherrill pulling away with 50.4% compared to Cittarelli's 48.4%. Well, as we enter the home stretch for Election Day, it appears more men break for Chitterelli, while more women see Ms. Sherrill as the new governor of the Garden State. It's a gender divide, with Chitterelli's lead among men increasing by 4 points and Sherrill's lead among women growing by 8 points. The Manhattan DA and two state lawmakers just announced a new law that'll create criminal penalties for the systemic harassment of rent-regulated tenants, which would penalize repeat bad behavior. We're talking Class D felonies here.
Tenant organizer Ara Mejia says tenants deal with all kinds of abuse tactics, no repairs or demolishing their apartments.
They're being harassed, they're being charged late fees and all the fees just to push them out.
Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg proposing legislation to up the ante against bad landlords.
New criminal penalties for systematic harassment of rent-regulated tenants.
Meaning significant prison time for landlords who harass tenants at multiple properties and more penalties for repeat offenders. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And speaking of New York tenants, the city finally gave up the crown on a rather embarrassing superlative. New York is no longer the rat hangout of the country. That would be L.A. Pest control companies can't pin down the exact number of rats in the world, but they're saying L.A., followed by Chicago and then New York, are the top three vacation spots for the nation's rat population. San Francisco and Hartford, Connecticut round out the top five. There's an old saying that you're never more than 6 feet away from a rat, and that's especially true if you live in one of the bigger cities. That's because rats like to live off, you know, the waste left behind by humans. More people, more waste. So with that, pest control company Orkin put out its list of the rattiest cities. They say Hartford is a surprise at number five, since it didn't even make the list last year. I guess some of the rats here decided to move a little further northeast. Well, they've arrested a third person now, a 16-year-old, in the murder of a man in the parking lot of a Bronx laundromat. As we reported, a father and son had already been arrested in the investigation. Cops say the father actually drove the getaway car for his 24-year-old son. They were arrested a week ago. 24-year-old Devontae Moore charged with murder for allegedly actually firing the shots which killed Fareed Adeya at the Laundry B 24/7 right there near White Plains Road and Rosewood and Williamsbridge. You've seen it. The shooting happened October 7th. Well, Devontae's father, Norman Moore, also charged with murder, and police say he drove the getaway car. Well, now they've arrested a 16-year-old boy, picked him up last night, though they haven't said what his alleged relationship is to the shooting incident. Cops told our producers the boy is not related to the two men, yet he is still charged with murder. Police add the shooter and the victim did know each other. But with these snap cuts looming, Governor Hochul made a proactive move this morning, declaring a food emergency in New York. It says 42 million New Yorkers, including 16 million kids, are bracing for the potential freeze in food assistance due to the government shutdown. So she put up $65 million in state funding for emergency food assistance that'll help provide 40 million meals. And she's bringing in students from SUNY to help get it out.
What I'm deploying is something we started. Our Empire State Service Corps and our SUNY Civic Engagement Corps, I'm bringing in students. Mm. I'm bringing in students from all over the state to help out here. They'll be your frontline fighters. I'm bringing them right here, all over New York.
Governor Hochul says, quote, Donald Trump and Republicans in Congress have the power to stop this crisis. Millions of families depend on it. She says the Trump administration is hurting grocers, bodegas, and farmers all along the way.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.